This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Witz with you. A friend of mine who is now retired from the ministry has had time to reflect on his very interesting life. And he says many years ago he was attending lectures at an Australian university. His lecturer was quite an aggressive atheist. Each time he spoke, this lecture included some critical reference to the church. He had no time for God or church people, didn't believe in God. Anyway, my friend Neil takes these opportunities to share his faith. He's not afraid to do that. So one day he walked into the lecturer's office and it looked like there was going to be an argument, but Neil was ready. And Neil said, "I guess you've been hurt by some religious person in your past." Yes, he said that was the case. And his colleague was angry with established religion. And then he asked Neil, "How can an intelligent person like you believe in God? Why do you believe anyway?" Well, here was Neil's opportunity to calmly explain something of his personal relationship with a loving God. So the lecturer just stood there and listened, and he said, "Well, okay, that's probably because of your own psychological needs." Well, Neil kept on going, explaining the reason for God, and he said, "One night, years ago, for no reason, his room was filled with a strange light. He had that sense of belonging. And he said to his friend, 'I realized that that night I was no longer a speck of dust out there in the cosmos. I felt a deep sense of peace. I wasn't afraid of anything, even death.' And do you know that decades on," he said, "that experience has never left me. The older I've become, the stronger it's got." So it was time for the next lecture. His friend had to move on. He shook hands with Neil, and this learned man said, "Perhaps one day, you know, I might find him." And very wisely, Neil said, "No, just keep the door open and he will find you." I like that story. And I like the story, another story about a radio announcer who was live on air one day. He had some cash to give away, so he phoned this number at random and the audience were listening in. And a little boy said hello, and the little fellow said, the announcer said, "I'm wanting to give away some money. Is your father there?" "No, he's busy." "Is mum there?" "No, she's busy." "Is there some other adult that I can speak to?" And the little boy whispered, "There's a policeman here." "Well, can I speak to him?" said the announcer. "No, he's busy." "Well, is there another adult that I can speak to?" "Yes," said the little fellow, "there's a fireman. Can I speak to him?" "Well, he's busy too." So the announcer was getting frustrated. "What are these busy people doing?" And the little boy whispered back, "They're looking for me." I believe that God is looking for me and you. That God is not a remote being up there in heaven somewhere. He's wanting to be part of my life and yours. And he wanted to, I'm sure, share life with that atheist university lecturer that I spoke about. God invites us to become part of his family. In the scriptures, we read Psalm 53, verse 2. From heaven, God looks down to see if anyone's wise enough to search for him. And in verse 1, the author David says, "Only a fool would say there is no God." The Bible explains that God never gives up on anyone. He searches for someone who wants to open their heart to him. God's never going to force his way in. And the amazing thing is that God will do whatever it takes to reach you despite any argument or objections. Jesus talked about a man who had 100 sheep and one of them was lost. So this shepherd left the 99. He searched for the one missing sheep. He brings it home. He shares his joy with the neighbours. "Let's celebrate. Look, I've found my sheep." You can read that in Luke 15. And that story tells me that God has a divine heart for humanity. He wants no one to be lost. And maybe you're surprised that God is interested in you. The psalmist talks about us as being the apple of God's eye. We are precious in God's sight. He looks at us and says, "Come to me and I'll make life worthwhile. And even death will not separate us." So in your heart, do you believe that God loves you? Do you find it difficult to fathom that this God out there has positive thoughts towards you? Well, I think that if you do, you're not alone. Many people feel that way. But even so, God is kind, he's open, he's approachable, and he's eager to be your friend. Loving Father, I think the difference that Jesus makes to people when he was on earth was quite remarkable. People liked to be near him. He radiated something special. May his presence in my life make a difference to someone today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.